ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Asa Hutchinson, who dropped out of the GOP primary race after the Iowa caucuses, announced in a social media post today he's endorsing Nikki Haley. It comes 3 days ahead of the New Hampshire primary and a day after South Carolina's Tim Scott endorsed Donald Trump over Haley. Nikki Haley stepping up her criticism of rivals, talking with voters in Keene today, asking them to get out the vote.
Don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't play in this primary, because it matters.
Israeli forces killed 5 Iranian military members today in Syria's capital, and strikes in southern Lebanon killed 2 Hezbollah leaders inside a car. In Israel, demonstrations taking place outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house and also in Tel Aviv. Protests over the hostages held by Hamas and the security efforts that started the Israel-Hamas war. Bitter cold keeping its grip on states and another round of snowstorms stretching on both coasts. This is ABC News. Israeli forces targeted 5 members of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards in Damascus today with airstrikes, and the IDF says it also killed 2 Hezbollah leaders in a car in southern Lebanon. Actor and producer Alec Baldwin once again facing charges in the shooting death on a movie set of Rust. A grand jury indicted Baldwin Friday of involuntary manslaughter. That after special prosecutors earlier dropped all charges in the case.
A New Mexico grand jury indicting actor Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge a second time in the 2021 accidental shooting death of Rust cinematographer Halina Hutchins. Prosecutors said facts surfaced from a firearms report last August, revealing the revolver in the shooting was found to function properly and the trigger had to be pulled for the weapon to fire. 2 months later, it led them to believe that Baldwin has criminal culpability in Hutchins' death.
ABC's Zorin Shaw. Attorneys for Baldwin say they're looking forward to their day in court. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Eagle 1490.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Eagle 1490 WLCX.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Winter is an especially dangerous time for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Mark Moran explains.
People who suffer from dementia face a host of increased risks in winter months. Everything from falls to getting lost, even in places that used to be familiar. And in the winter, the Alzheimer's Association's Lauren Livingston says low temperatures, ice, and darkness are just a few things that make conditions especially dangerous for people with dementia, but there are others.
One big one is wandering. That can be a problem for people living with Alzheimer's or dementia, especially in severe weather. They don't really understand maybe when they go outside that it's dangerous, so they might not put on any coats or additional clothing to keep warm. And if they wander, they may get lost and not be able to find their way home.
Livingston says keeping track of people with dementia in the winter is especially critical. Memory problems are hallmark signs of people living with dementia, but Livingston says there's another equally debilitating symptom called sundowning, which is made worse in shorter, darker days.
It can cause them to become a little bit more agitated in the evening time when the sun is going down, and with the sunlight being less and less in the winter time, it can cause for a longer period of time for people with dementia to experience the sundowning and be more agitated.
She adds that people with dementia are also more prone to falls, a risk made worse by snowy, icy weather. There are currently more than 6 million people nationwide living with Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure, and very few treatments available proven to slow its progress. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs around 12 degrees. Wind chills remain below zero. 6 below tonight, 20 and partly sunny for Sunday. Still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy. We'll see a high near 33. Chance of rain and snow Monday night into Tuesday with highs in the mid-30s.
Right now, 12 degrees.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh.
Thanks for tuning in to the Todd Albaugh Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, letting you know that you're listening to the best of from this week. This is the first hour of Wednesday's show featuring Pat Kreitlow and Trigg V. Olsen. Enjoy.
Pump day!
Fantastic. It's cold, but not so cold that the camel can't talk. That's the, you know, things are not that cold. We are joined, as usual, on a Wednesday, crossover Wednesday, by our colleague and friend, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network, from the beautiful frozen banks of Lake Wissota, Pat Kreitlow, and from our nation's capital, where a lot of people feel souls are frozen, Trigg V. Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Gentlemen, welcome both.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Cold. But is Lake Wissota frozen over?
Oh, very much so. Yes. Yeah. But Brittany Merlot is telling us this morning that, you know, 40s may be back in the forecast in the next few days here. So yeah. I would urge everybody around any given lake to not assume too much because of this deep freeze. A few days later from now, it's, you know, we don't need any more tragic stories like that one out of Sun Prairie the other day. Let's stay safe out there, kids.
Totally agree. Just stay off the lakes a little while longer. Let the ice get established. Trigg V, not much snow in D.C. occasionally, but anything?
No, we got it. Kids had a snow day yesterday.
Did you really?
But, you know, yeah, they
for
got
an
like
inch?
Half an inch. Half
right.
An inch.
Right.
Stores got cleared out. My daughter says to me she wanted to go sliding with her friends. She's like, are you sure it's safe to drive? I'm like, are you kidding me? Wisconsin, we call this Tuesday.
Yes. Well, a big show coming up today. We're going to talk politics with both Pat and Trigg V. Also, talk a little bit of Packers news. The Packers, of course, continue on in the playoffs and out in Santa Clara, making it very clear that the 49ers stadium, Levi Stadium, not anywhere close to San Francisco. We'll talk about the Packers and what it will cost you to get out there a little bit later in the show. And also, breaking news. This is very interesting. Amazon is investing in Bally Sports and will become the new streaming provider for Bally Sports. That means that you might be able to stream both the Bucks and the Brewers on Amazon Prime later this year. So very interesting news.
I'm curious to see
the next day.
I just want to know, what does that mean? There will one article I read said the cable channel will still exist as well, but I'm not full. I just want to make sure, because otherwise, if it's not going to be on your cable, but you have to just go stream it instead. I mean, you got to decide what are you willing to pay for anymore.
Well, this is from the site called Cord Cutters News. Cord Cutters News reporting that today, Diamond Sports, the parent company of Bally Sports RSNs, announced a deal that will allow it to exit bankruptcy. With this deal, Amazon will become the minority investor in Diamond Sports, and then it goes on from there. So we shall see. More news to come, as they say. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But, gentlemen, I want to start off, and this morning, Pat's kind enough to have me on Up North News every Wednesday as well, and we talked about Trigvy's organization, the Lincoln Project, and I want to play a couple of cuts, and then we're going to talk about this. This all stems from the original Paul Harvey piece. Paul Harvey, of course, the late, great Paul Harvey, broadcaster, commentator, news guy, great radio guy, who had a midday show on ABC News Radio forever. He did a piece called God Made a Farmer. So I want to make sure people understand this was all from a real thing that the real Paul Harvey did. Mr. Zomers, play a few seconds. Here's the original Paul Harvey, God Made a Farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
All right, so there you go. It goes on from there.
God said, I need somebody willing to get up.
It's about a minute piece or so. So that was a real thing. It was a great piece. I think Chevy or Dodge made it into a Super Bowl ad for trucks a few years back. So more recently, a couple weeks ago, either the Trump campaign or MAGA folks, they bastardized this. And they did a piece called Through Artificial Intelligence, Dialing Up the Voice of Paul Harvey, and created this.
And on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight at a meeting of the heads of state. So God made Trump.
All right, that's enough of that before I get sick.
Stop it. Right.
So last night, the Lincoln Project, of which Trigvy Olson is a senior advisor under the tutelage of Rick Wilson, the head of the Lincoln Project, who is a brilliant guy in ads, they released this.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a man to test the will and goodness of a free people. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who failed in everything but theft and broken promises to live in a golden palace and convince the poor he serves their needs. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a wicked man to lead the common folk with hatred and fear. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a corrupt man who is above the law and immune from justice. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who will use violence to seize power. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man whose followers will call black white, call evil good, and call criminals hostages. So God made a dictator. God said, I need his political party to obey without question, and the press fear his wrath. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a cruel man who uses his power and position to punish and harm his opposition. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who breaks the faith of even his most godly followers and leads them to idolatry. Place him above me. So God made a dictator. And then God said, I sent this man to test you, and until you cast him down, you have failed. So God made a dictator.
For the Lincoln Project, it's a powerful ad, and it starts out showing dictators, like Hitler and others, then finishes up with actual footage from Trump and the campaign. Pat Kreitlow, what's your reaction?
Oh, my gosh, when I saw that early this morning and had not actually heard or seen any of the Trump one until moments ago, my apologies for any noises that I might have made in disgust. But the Lincoln Project version, again, would have just been something that was, you know, cute and kind of snipped at things. But to bring it around in the end to say, this is a test. This is a test for America. And whether you wrap that in any kind of religious connotation or not is up to you. As an American, we're all being tested like never before to see if we can stay true to our democratic small d norms and our own Judeo-Christian, or whatever you want to call it, compassion that enables us to have had a country this free and strong for this long. That ad right there sends that message home, and I hope really drills some people in the heart who might not have otherwise thought about it until it was in such stark terms.
Trigvy?
Yeah, I mean, when we saw the Trump ad and the way the process works. You know, we get on the phone or Zooms pretty regularly. We have our conversations about everything that's going on, and we're like, all right, where can we draw contrast? Then Rick goes into the lab, and you know, having seen it just before the final version, maybe the day before it went up, you know, it has to be a little bit like if you're Taylor Swift, you write a song and you're like, that's going to be a hit. Well, actually, everything Taylor Swift writes is a right. hit. But like, you know, if you're Depeche Mode, maybe or something. You know, I called Rick right after I saw it and I said, you know, you've made some iconic ads, Morning in America and some others, but this is genius at work. So.
Pat Kreitler, to your point, and how does this play in places like Lake Wissota, the 3rd District, or other places around Wisconsin, especially rural places where religion, I mean, certainly, you know, Methodists, Lutherans, and Catholics, I mean, all great folks that go to service every Sunday. You know, I'm a person of faith. I don't go to a denomination anymore. But how does this play? We're going to play a clip later on from Nikki Haley from yesterday, in which Dana Bash and CNN asks her specifically, how do you feel about your leading nominee being, you know, found liable for sexual assault? And Haley's response is, you know, I don't pay attention to that, and then just pawns it off. I think that these things ultimately for real people in real areas of Wisconsin, I think that morality at some level matters, yes or no?
Of course it does. It still does. Now, unfortunately, some of the intended audience will tune out before you get to that big punch at the end about how this is a test for you and your faith. They'll say, oh, this is just another, you know, political dirty trick or what have you. And honestly, it is frightening what we can do with AI these days in terms of mimicking human speech. But for those folks that stick around and take in the entire message, again, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's not zero. Some people will hear that and go, you know, maybe this guy has had, you know, we've given him enough slack and he's not actually working on my behalf. He's not actually, you know, heaven sent the way that some people say. I think it's going to resonate with some folks. It is that good.
Before we let you go, you and I are going to be down in Milwaukee tomorrow, a state education, public education convention downtown Milwaukee. School boards and other folks are going to be there. What are you looking for tomorrow? I know you're going to join us. Hopefully the roads are good in our second hour. We're going to be broadcasting live from there. We're going to be talking to other people in public education. You've interviewed some people on Up North News over the last couple of days. What are you hearing from public educators, and what do you hope to hear? What do you hope comes out of this convention over the next couple of days?
Well, I'm just looking to see what, you know, the I don't want to say the hot topics are, but, you know, what are kind of the things that are, you know, uppermost in the minds of not just our educators, but the people who actually take it upon themselves as volunteers to run for and serve on their school boards. This is mainly a school board based conference, and see what kind of, you know, points I can take away to help encourage more people to want to, if not serve on a school board, then to support those who do or become a volunteer at school or in some other way, understand that educating a child is no small feat. And it's not helped when it's undermined constantly through everything from partisan politics to, you know, skimming off the top to fund private school vouchers and things like that. So I'm very, very much looking forward to hearing what the current leaders have to say so that we can help encourage the next group of leaders who will keep Wisconsin schools strong.
Great topics like this each and every morning, 6 until 8 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Up North News radio program with our wonderful host and friend, Pat Kreitler. Safe travels, Patrick. We will see you down in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Yep. See you then. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. More with Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project. Your phone calls as well. This incredible cut from Nikki Haley. And we'll hear from the Trumpster himself, all that and more. On the other side is the Todd Allball Show as we roll on a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Allbaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address Tuesday night at 7 here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, now 20 minutes
past. Well, Trigvi talked about Depeche Mode, so of course I had to play some. Thanks for tuning in to the Todd Allball Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, reminding you that this is the best of from this week. This was the first hour of Wednesday's show with Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, answering your questions about the Iowa caucus. Just remember, since it's not live, we won't be able to take your calls, so just take a listen to what other people have asked and sit back and enjoy.
Trigvi, I too want to just say that it was this ad that we played before the break from the Lincoln Project. And again, I want to make it clear, this all started from the Trump side, the MAGA side, taking this great Paul Harvey speech on farmers and turning it into this self-aggrandizing thing about himself. And this is the Lincoln Project ad is a reply to that. And so I think it's totally appropriate to reply and kind of set this narrative here. I want to play, I'll get your comment on this clip from Nikki Haley. She was on, I believe this is from yesterday, in New Hampshire. And this is Nikki Haley on CNN talking to Dana Bash. And Dana Bash brings up, and she didn't push back. I want to take your take after the cut. But asking Nikki Haley about Donald Trump and his problems in court.
You're the only woman in this race. How do you feel about your party's front runner being held liable for sexual abuse?
I mean, first of all, I haven't paid attention to his cases, and I'm not a lawyer. All I know is that he's innocent until proven guilty, and when he's proven guilty and he's sitting in a courtroom, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You've got investigations on Trump and Biden.
But a lot of people, forgive me, but a lot of people in the Republican Party blow it all off and say that it's all a witch hunt, and which is
because
what
I
he
think
says.
some of the cases have
case
been
in
political.
Particular,
this one I haven't looked at, but look, if he's found guilty, then he needs to pay the price. He needs to do what he's supposed to. Every one of these cases, they need to be heard out. He needs to defend himself. If he is found guilty, he's going to pay the price. If he's not found guilty, then we move forward. What I will tell you is, I'm focused on the economy, the border, and education, and getting our country back on track. If he's sitting in a courtroom, that goes back to what I'm saying. We can't continue to be distracted. We can't continue to be in chaos. We have a country to save. Yeah.
Remember, Donald J. Trump was, in fact, in a courtroom, found liable for sexual assault. And, in fact, he is in another courtroom today facing E. Jean Carroll for the jury to award damages to Ms. Carroll over what Trump was found liable for. Trigvi Olsen, your reply.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think if people are honest and take an honest look at who Donald Trump is, who he's always been, you go back to the grab him by the peace stuff with Access Hollywood. You know, this is who he is. And so, you know, as far as Nikki's comments themselves, and you know, as a political guy watching that, the first thing I'm struck by is, you know, and I know Dana pretty well, Dana Bash is a pro, and she did not let Nikki off the hook. You know, I don't know how closely, you know, having been on presidential campaigns, when you're in the middle of the primary season, how closely you're actually following that kind of stuff. That said, you know, it's the trap that the Republicans are in, because you can't have fidelity to Trump and simultaneously keep your moral standing, because you end up appeasing him. And, you know, I think that said, you know, if Nikki Haley upends Donald, we should all hope that Nikki Haley upends Donald Trump in New Hampshire, because I can tell you, when you have a dictator, when you have an autocrat, when that inevitability and invincibility is punctured, even if he's still the nominee, it becomes problematic for him. And so at the end of the day, is Nikki Haley my cup of tea? And do I think that she's appeased and is trying to have it both ways? Yeah, absolutely. But you have to remember the Stalin rule, which is one of my seven rules of fighting autocrats. You know, Churchill and Roosevelt understood that they had to make alliance with the second worst human being, Joseph Stalin, who ever walked the planet, because they were fighting the worst. And we have to keep that in mind, because this is not just politics as usual.
But you were an advisor to McCain and presidential candidates. You've been in presidential races. I've but much lower level at state senators and congressmen. I mean, it's your job as a staffer to make sure your boss is informed and knows this stuff. For Nikki Haley to say she hasn't been following it and isn't aware that Donald Trump was found liable for sexual abuse, I don't buy that.
I don't buy that she doesn't know that he was found guilty. I do buy that she probably isn't following it as closely as we think. That said, you know, you mentioned John McCain. You know, look at how John McCain responded in New Hampshire when somebody said that they thought Obama was a Muslim Manchurian candidate. You know, John said, no, he's not.
Exactly.
He's a good man who loves his family, who I have disagreements about politics with. Nikki Haley could have taken a John McCain approach, but Nikki Haley's not John McCain.
So, very true.
I mean, that said, you know, if you look at what like Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz did this past week in endorsing Trump and in some of their statements about covering, you know, the press cutting out of his victory speech, so-called victory speech in Iowa, you know, there's degrees of reprehensible.
And we're going to hear that cut in a while. I want to go 844-967-2789. I want to go quickly to the phone lines across the pond to Jay over in London. Just a couple of minutes left, Jay. Got to go quickly, but got a question or a comment for Trigvi?
Trigvi, how are you, brother?
Good, Jay. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I just
did you like the ad, Jay?
Thank you. Yeah, that's why I call. You know, I'm a nervous wreck. When it comes to this stuff, I'm nervous. I'm very nervous about this stuff. So when I saw it, I was dancing a little bit in my kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
I'll pass that along to Rick. That might be the first time Rick has made somebody dance in their kitchen.
Yeah, can you tell the DNC to stop being childish about this man, Isaiah Hutchinson? This is very childish stuff, what they're doing to him. They should welcome people in the tent. We want more people coming in.
I couldn't agree more. And Jay, thanks for the call, Jay. Thank you so much, Jay, over in London.
Can I ask you, Todd, quickly, did you give my letter to Uncle Bill Crystal? Because everyone, I call them Uncle Dad. Your father, I call him my dad.
We have sent it off. I can't do anything more than that. I'm not responsible for the mail. But yes, we did. Thank you. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. Now I'm carrying letters for Bill Crystal, for goodness sake. That's fine. In case people wonder what Jay's referring to there, yes, it was yesterday after the Iowa caucuses. Former Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson suspended his campaign, basically quitting the presidential race. He really didn't have a chance anyway. And so the Democratic National Committee, their spokesperson, sent out kind of a snarky press release and a tweet saying something along the lines of, geez, we didn't know he was still in the race. And I think Jay's right. I mean, it's just a gratuitous shot. And I think that, you know, Joe Biden is going to need people that are Asa Hutchinson supporters come November. And I just think it was uncalled for, Trigvi.
Yeah, I think, you know, I saw that and I thought, that's some kid doing something that people further up are like, what are you doing? I will say, I think, you know, the good news in as far as Wisconsin goes, you know, I get the sense that Ben Winkler really gets that. And he is a guy who believes in politics is a game of addition, not one of subtraction. Right. And, you know, I think in Wisconsin, quite frankly, just all Wisconsinites are lucky that you have somebody who's heading up one of the parties who's like that.
Correct.
And I think Brian Schimming is playing a game of subtraction.
Make it clear, that text and release came from the National Party, not Wisconsin.
Yes.
So point well taken. Stay with us. More on the other side of Trigvi on the Civic Media Radio Network.
what lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Asa Hutchinson, who dropped out of the GOP primary race after the Iowa caucuses, announced in a social media post today he's endorsing Nikki Haley. It comes 3 days ahead of the New Hampshire primary and a day after South Carolina's Tim Scott endorsed Donald Trump over Haley. Nikki Haley stepping up her criticism of rivals, talking with voters in Keene today, asking them to get out the vote.
Don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't play in this primary, because it matters.
Israeli forces killed 5 Iranian military members today in Syria's capital, and strikes in southern Lebanon killed 2 Hezbollah leaders inside a car. In Israel, demonstrations taking place outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house and also in Tel Aviv. Protests over the hostages held by Hamas and the security efforts that started the Israel-Hamas war. Bitter cold keeping its grip on states and another round of snowstorms stretching on both coasts. This is ABC News.
It's the Packers and the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL divisional playoffs, Green Bay against San Francisco again. Few expected Jordan Love to become the quarterback he is this early in his career, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
He's come a long way because he's playing at such a high level to get thrown in there early in this year and have to go through some ups and downs, which he did some good things earlier in this year too, but to not win all those games, kind of when you're with a tough record in your first year, the pressure that comes with that, and just to watch him each game, he's been consistent. For him to take care of the ball the way he's done has been unbelievable.
The Packers will face a 49ers defense led by one of the best pass rushers in the league, Nick Bosa. I asked Jordan Love how good of a job has his offensive line been doing.
They've been doing a fantastic job, you know, stepping up to the challenges, going against obviously some pretty good D-lines. So they've stepped up, kept me clean, and been doing a great job of that. And obviously our run game is excellent at high level right now. So it's another test, but can't say enough. They've been doing a great job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low near 5 below, wind chills to 25 below with a wind chill advisory. More clouds than sun for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s and staying breezy. An even warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, around 30 to the low 30s. Currently it's 12 degrees.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck here, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
Tell a friend.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Todd Allball Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, reminding you that this is a pre-recorded episode of a conversation with Trygve Olsen. Enjoy.
If you have a question, comment, concern for our guest, Trygve Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, give us a ring, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple and Android device. Speaking of, Andrew, listening in from Maine via WAUK, says, quote, unfortunately, John McCain passed away and apparently did McCainian respect for your competitor, unquote. Referring to our discussion about Nikki Haley in the last segment, former UN ambassador under Trump, who is now if you look at the polls, either second or tied with Trump going into New Hampshire next week, and talking about these comments she had on CNN, in which she just would not disavow herself from Trump in terms of admitting that the guy has been found liable for sexual assault. And it doesn't take a lot just to say, look, no one should, you know, sexual assault is bad. You know, kind of like saying, that's not take a lot, Trygve. And also, I mean, she got in trouble here yesterday for saying that the United States has never been a racist country. This woman is just, bizarre, right?
I mean, you know, I was thinking as you were reading that comment, you know, McCain used to always talk about a cause greater than self. And we have a lot of politicians who the only cause is themselves. And it really gets back to whether it's John McCain saying that or Tommy Thompson back in the day saying there's only two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. It's all the same thing. And Nikki Haley, and you know, it's all matters of degrees, right?
Like,
I think democracy doesn't end if Nikki Haley were to be president of the United States. Donald Trump is elected president of the United States. It's game over.
Yeah.
So there's a level of degrees, but there's, you know, just far too many politicians who are all about themselves.
I want to button this up on Nikki Haley with a comment from your colleague at Lincoln Project, the great Stuart Stevens, who's been on this program. Stuart said this of Nikki Haley's comments. He said, quote, I will never understand this. In 2000, when I worked on George W. Bush's campaign, our most powerful message was restoring honor and dignity to the White House. Now Republicans are backing a man found guilty of sexual assault, a man whom the whole world has heard bragging about sexually assaulting women. This isn't about politics or policy. It's a basic human decency test that Nikki Haley and the Republican Party failed. There is no ground for a reasonable disagreement on sexual assault. There is a deep sickness and evil at the heart of the Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Stuart's right. And that was George Bush was running about putting his hand on the Bible and, you know, so help me God, coming out of the Clinton era. And anybody who, you know, I remember after the Access Hollywood tape came on, I was working on this project where we were doing focus groups, and we were in Pennsylvania. And they were all talking about it. And, you know, one of the women was defending Trump because her reasoning for defending him was, well, what do you think he and Bill Clinton do with golf cart girls when they're out playing golf? It's just locker room talk.
Right.
You know, it becomes what about? And, you know, there's nothing intellectually bankrupt or corrupt saying that two things are wrong that happen on opposite sides of the spectrum. And, you know, in some ways, Donald Trump, I've thought this for a while, I don't know if I've ever publicly said it, for the Republicans who are so all in on Donald Trump, you know, their moral equivalent is Bill Clinton. And quite frankly, I find that disgusting. We should rise to try and be better than either in terms of how they conduct their personal life, regardless of how we think that they served in office.
I want to speaking of Trump, want to go to just take one little part of his speech that his speech after he won Iowa on Tuesday or Monday night at the Iowa caucuses. Many networks did not carry the whole thing. They cut out basically when he started spewing forth lies, which I think is the right thing to do. Trump went on, I believe this is yesterday in New Hampshire, to say this about the networks cutting away from his speech and what he would do if he once again got into the White House.
We're talking about her show and how corrupt the press is. And last night, it was amazing. NBC and CNN refused to air my victory speech. Think of it. Because they are crooked, they're dishonest, and frankly, they should have their licenses or whatever they have taken away. They put on Nikki Haley. She came in third, a distant third, a distant third. And they put on Ron DeSanctimonious, who came in a boring second.
So there you go, more just kind of our rhetoric from Trump. But I think the interesting part, the important thing part, Trigvy, in my mind, is once again, you've said this repeatedly on this program and other places, dictators tell you what they're going to do once they get in office. Trump very clearly saying, look, he's going to take away the freedom of the press if he gets in again.
Yeah, autocratic intention signaling is what I've been calling it. And it is a real thing. I mean, you go back, you look at Hitler and Mein Kampf, you look at Saddam, you look at any of these guys, Putin, actually, if we were to go back in hindsight, they signal. What's more troubling to me, though, than Trump saying that, they're trying to create an issue that they think will resonate. The press is in the tank and we should punish them. Mm. But what I found even more amazing is Marco Rubio is on the board of the International Republican Institute. He tweeted out, U.S. media refusing to carry Trump's speech live last night after the historic Iowa victory is exactly how undemocratic regimes abroad use state media to try and delegitimize, dismiss, and discredit their political opponents. Like, this guy is literally on the organization that of the Republican Party that's about building democracy. And McCain used to chair it when I worked for them. Like, McCain would be apoplectic about that because Marco Rubio knows that's not true. And yet he's willing to prostitute himself. And you see this over and over again in Wisconsin. If you look at Scott Walker's Twitter feed, and granted, Scott's kind of a pathetic guy who wanted to be governor and president of the United States at Badger Boys State in 1984. But, you know, so I get it. That's who he is at his core. But exactly. Constantly the cheap shots. I mean, Kamala Harris and her husband send out a Merry Christmas tweet, and he's tweeting about the gas stove behind him.
Right.
Like, and yet he'll tweet out Bible verses on a regular basis. Marco Rubio does the Bible verses. It's pathetic, and it's why we did the ad that we did. They're tested. Mm-hmm. In the eyes of God and in the eyes of Americans. And they're failing the test.
In addition to Scott Walker, Derek Van Orten, Republican from the 3rd Congressional District of Western Wisconsin, was down in Iowa campaigning, caucusing for Trump. And he, I'm not going to read the whole thing, Hugh Hewitt, conservative MAGA person, talking about his days of Fox News, and he goes on to talk about all this stuff from the Nazi era, basically, and it's gaslighting. And you're exactly right. And Derek Van Orten retweets this stuff, saying that, you know, Nazi propaganda and censorship. So they're basically trying to tell the average person out there, look, the real Nazis are the left and the media because they're censoring Trump, not that. The fact that if Trump gets in the White House, he is going to actually take away licenses for free speech.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that Derek Van Odwan had done that because I have a friend on Facebook who retweets puts back out on Facebook everything Derek Van Odwan says. And it's sad to me. I mean, this is somebody who was at my fourth birthday party and is active in politics and knows better and doesn't like Trump. Is backing DeSantis and yet is so consumed with this hatred of the other side. And it's really sad because the truth of the matter is the people who are taking advantage of well-meaning people like that who are falling under Trump's trap or Derek Van Odwan's trap or even Scott Walker's trap is those guys really at their core don't care about those people. And it's really part of the reason why I left the party. And it's part of what leads me to want to speak the truth.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from the SAC, thanks for calling in. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, that when for Nikki Haley to say this has never been a racist country, I mean, what was, you know, setting aside, you know, the original sin of slavery written into our Constitution, even some of the guys who were slaveholders back then recognized that it was, they were deeply uncomfortable about it. They just couldn't bring themselves to break themselves away from it. But look at the Taney decision, which, you know, led to the Civil War, where Judge Taney, supposedly a good Catholic, actually said that you know, black people aren't really, they're more or less subhuman. I mean, he didn't use that exact language, but that's more or less what he said. And the gains that African Americans had made after the Civil War, in spite of the failure, you know, the cancellation of Reconstruction after the 1876 election there, where they pulled back on Reconstruction, but African Americans had made strides in gaining positions in United States government, in the federal government, which was taken away from them by Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat. I mean the failure to desegregate our armies until after yeah. World War II. These guys can't admit that. I mean, that there's not racism in this. There was not racism and continues to be in this country. And yeah. I'm a 65-year-old white guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mark. I appreciate the history as well. Always important. I want to get to the other caller on the line right now, Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for listening in. Wisco, what say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Todd. First of all, I want to thank you. A couple of weeks back, you said Act 10 was totally peaceful and J6 was not, and the comparison has no bearing at all, and I want to thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, my pleasure. I was there, so I can testify from an in-person account, but thank you. Go ahead.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Todd. The problem I have here with Tom, I think Trump will be beat in the general election by Biden, but the problem I do have, if for some reason he happened to regain the presidency, I mean, nothing good could happen out of that. I mean, nothing. And I don't want, I've said this before on other shows, I don't want Nikki Haley as president. I'd prefer Biden, but I would feel more comfortable. I don't think I'd lose any sleep at night if she became president. The whole Trump thing is mind-boggling. But if he does get the nomination, like I said, again, Todd, nothing good could happen. So yeah. Thanks for the Act 10 thing, and thanks for your show. I appreciate it. Especially having the Lincoln boys on. That's cool. Thanks, Todd. Bye.
The Lincoln guys are great guys. Thank you, Wisco. Appreciate your listenership. Trigvy?
Yeah, Wisco Paul makes a great point. I mean, and that's the heart of what I was trying to say. I think he said it better than I did. You know, you're not going to lose sleep if Nikki Haley's in the White House. You might disagree with her about policy. I certainly would on a lot of things. But it's very different than Donald Trump. And quite frankly, I say this a lot. You know, having had the benefit of getting to travel to all kinds of places around the world, it isn't just that I don't want my kids to grow up in an America without democracy. I don't want them to see the world with American democracy cratering. We're already seeing some of that. And Biden is really trying to put thumbs in dikes to keep it together and has done a remarkably good job of doing that.
And it's a little bit like what on Haley, it's a little bit like what Liz Cheney, former Republican congressperson from Wyoming, said on The View last week. She said, to paraphrase her, she said, look, you know, we can survive, even though I disagree with Biden on some policies, America can survive bad policies. We cannot survive an assault on the Constitution. And that's what you get with Trump.
That is absolutely 100% true. And quite frankly, that holds in Wisconsin, too. You know, you have a Supreme Court race. The fact that people were even talking about impeaching the judge because they don't like what the judge was going to do after you've had an election, it's a slippery slope, Todd.
It's a
really slippery slope.
I want to come back on the other side. I want you to give us your kind of your final take on what happened in the Iowa caucuses, then preview the New Hampshire.
Nebraska.
I don't know why.
Nebraska.
I don't know why. The Cornhuskers live in my head. They're nasty fan base. anyway, the New Hampshire primary, which is coming up on Tuesday, and we have a cut from Nick Bosa, the 49ers player, who has thoughts on the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. We'll get an owner's take. Trigvi Olsen on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Hubbell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM,
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hubbell Show across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Just a reminder, this episode is pre-recorded, featuring one of our favorite guests.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, like myself, left the party and is now doing great work for democracy around the world, and is a Wisconsinite, like myself, here from the great state of Wisconsin. Trigvi, let's give a couple of minutes here to your take on what happened at the Iowa caucuses and now moving ahead to New Hampshire next week with the first in the nation primary. Ron DeSantis prioritizing Nikki Haley's home state of South Carolina instead of going to New Hampshire. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley just a few points behind, if you believe the polling, to the Trumpster in New Hampshire. Give us your take on what happened in Iowa and what we should look for next week in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so, you know, I think one of the things that it's being talked about a little bit, but not as much, is how low turnout was in Iowa. And one of the things that's happening, and this isn't, you know, this is what happens when you have somebody like Trump, a dictator, as the in charge of the party, people stop playing. And so if you look at the Iowa caucuses, guys like you and I were people who'd have gone to the Iowa caucuses 10 years ago if we were in Iowa. We're not showing up anymore. And so because fewer people are playing, right, it makes Donald Trump look like he did substantially better than he did. You know, 49% of Iowans didn't back Trump. When you look at what they were saying about Trump, 65% of them would be, you know, vote for him if he was in jail and had been convicted. What you're seeing is a really small subset of America having an outsized role. And I don't know that Trump did as well as people think. I mean, he's essentially, Ann Coulter of all people had a great point, which is Donald Trump got 51%. He was the de facto incumbent in the race. In 1980, Jimmy Carter got 60% and lost. So looking ahead to New Hampshire, you know, New Hampshire is a funky state. I remember the first time, I think it was on the McCain presidential campaign, I landed in New Hampshire and was having to do stuff. You know, it's small. They know the candidates inside and out. Independents are allowed to vote. I think Nikki Haley could upend Trump. I think we should all hope that she upends Trump, not because it's going to stop Donald Trump from being the nominee, but because it will strip away some of that veneer of inevitability and invincibility, and Donald Trump will go bananas. And I can also tell you, if you think that the dictator ad was good, wait till you see what we got coming. Donald Trump loses New Hampshire.
Cannot wait.
I don't want to telegraph the obvious, it's gonna. I think it's a love ad. You know what a love ad is?
No.
It's a whoop down on your rival. from Dallas or anywhere else.
Speaking of Love, Jordan Love got it done down in Dallas, shocked the world, or at least a lot of folks. We played that. We're not going to play it now, but we played a cut yesterday of a local news reporter interviewing Cowboy fans afterwards. They were not happy. They were not happy. One guy's like, I came all the way from Florida to watch this, you know. But here now yesterday, Nick Bosa from the San Francisco 49ers was asked about the upcoming game against the Packers. Here's what he had to say.
What Kyle talks about is the whole team has improved throughout the entire season. They've gotten a lot of guys healthy, and they have a lot of the same guys from the past really good teams they've had, and a quarterback who does exactly what he's coached to do, which Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer and unbelievable, but he kind of went outside of the realm of coaching, and sometimes it's good when you have a guy who does what he's coached to do.
Went outside of the realm of coaching, Trigvi Olsen.
Novel Packer concept. Owner. Do what your coach tells you. I mean, God. I don't know. Clearly, Bosa was trying to not give any locker room poster material to the Packers.
Right.
Jordan Love has been fantastic. And I said to you offline when we were talking about the game, right? Like, this is the triumph of the Wisconsin idea. We got Brian Gutekunst, like a guy, UW lacrosse, clearly a guy who liked to drink a few beers back in the day. I don't know if he was drinking like old style or special export kind of guy, but you got to figure he threw back a few of them down on that. I can't think of the name of the street off
Second
the top
street
of my head. Second Street. Yeah, I was probably too inebriated whenever I was there in La Crosse to remember it. But I know Oktoberfest. But, like, he's packing the league's lunch. Like, he's demonstrated he's smarter than the Berkeley guy who thinks he knows everything about UFOs and everything else.
Vaccine.
And he's demonstrated himself he's smarter than those New York guys by sticking him with Aaron Rodgers. Like, and we've got a quarterback of the future. I said to my daughter, she doesn't know how lucky she is. It looks like she is going to get like her first 25 years of her life Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I had to put up with Lynn Dickey and Jerry Tagge and Anthony Dillwig, for God's sakes, for most of my life. Scott Hunter.
You and I both, my friend. You and I both.
Do you remember that guy,
yeah.
Scott Hunter?
I remember the name. I don't remember watching.
Oh, David Whitehurst.
Oh,
that
geez.
Guy.
For those, are you going out to the game, by the way?
I'm not going out to the game. I have been out to the stadium in San Francisco because, as you know, like my older daughter and my daughter, our thing is going to Packers, see the Packers play on the road and try and hit every city. We did San Francisco a few years back, and I will tell you, it's a great stadium. The problem is anybody who's going out there, just be aware, you're like 40 miles from San Francisco. It's not even in the neighborhood. No, it's a great venue with an awesome atmosphere.
Is it?
And,
okay.
And 49ers fans were fun. Like, we ended up, I like to jaw jack with people.
Really?
We tend to
me.
Walk through the tailgating of the opponent's tailgate party and find somebody to invite us to tailgate with them when we tell them what we're doing. And in San Francisco, we had a great time with a bunch of San Francisco fans.
Well, that's a great story. We'll talk about it on the other side. We come back. Great story by the Green Bay Press Gazette, Richard Reitman. There's going to be a pep rally if you're going out to the game on Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time at the Patio. We'll tell you more about that a little bit and talk about what it might cost you if you're going out there as well.
But, I can give a review of that. We went to the pep rally at the patio when we were out there for the game.
How was it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Really?
It was awesome. Mike
venue?
Murphy's there. Like all these people show up. You never know who's going to come.
Well, yeah, I picked the Packers by a field goal in Dallas. And I never imagined what was going to happen in Dallas. Any thoughts, any predictions for Saturday against the 49ers?
You know who called it is? So Bob McGinn, Tyler Dunn, who used to be at the Journal Sentinel, who, as you know, Todd, is a friend of mine. He has this thing, Go Along TD, and he and Bob McGinn do a podcast like they used to do at the Journal Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And McGinn called it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, he did.
By the way, Trigvi, you're going to get 2 hours of him next Tuesday. He's guest hosting on the show for me, so I can't wait. Thanks, Trigvi, for doing that.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
All right, people can hear you then.
The talk that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
Come soaring with Eagle 1490.
the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.